The Life and Times of Sidney Greenstreet by Derek Sculthorpe. He had an even more disastrous experience in a production of Hamlet. Joseph Harworth was playing the titular role, and Greenstreet had a minor walk-on part. He was advised by fellow player Edward J. Ratcliffe in the wings, "Never turn your back on Hamlet." However, Greenstreet's role required him to exit via a door at the back, so he had to walk backwards to the door. When he reached the door, and with trembling hand, he found it was stuck. He leaned his weight against it slightly and exited, but as he did so, the scenery began to buckle. The audience started to laugh, while Hamlet in the foreground was in mid-soliloquy, unaware of what was going on. Suddenly, the whole scenery began to move ominously and came crashing down into the orchestra pit while the musicians all ran for cover. Greenstreet made a hasty exit to the basement, unaware that he was the cause of the mayhem. Harworth was livid and came running at him with his large prop sword. "You ruined my play," he shouted. "Now get out of this theater." Then he lunged at him with his sword, which eyewitness said he brandished like a madman. Greenstreet left the theater hastily and roamed the streets of New York, still wearing his Elizabethan garb. Death in the Wall by Antonio Robinson. 2 years removed from college, and 2 years from my first and only wife. I was holed up in a small one-bedroom apartment, not unlike this one. This is when something strange, if talking to something in a wall isn't strange enough, started to occur. People started dying. People have always died, right? If this is your argument, far be it from me to force anything against this idea. But the death I speak of is more immediate. I knew I had something to do with the bodies that began piling up. I'd have jobs where I secretly cursed my employers, unruly customers whose goal in life was to make working-class people miserable, unsavory individuals overall, at least in my mind. But one by one, they died. Over the course of weeks or months, that person died. Not of anything that would have the authorities suspicious. Well, suspicious of me, anyways. Dead is dead, and dead men don't lie. Thinking about this almost makes me hesitant to pencil this. Almost. But after a few bodies, one starts to notice something. Life sure got easier when the Cretans started disappearing. I must admit my guilty pleasure the first couple of times. After all, I didn't touch anyone. Not them, anyway.
The Strange Case of Morris Jessup by Gray Barker. Here's a portion of an interview with Anna about some of these questionable things. In this interview, I asked Anna if she believed Jessup deliberately took his own life. Anna Genslinger. I think what happened was that Jessup committed the act himself, but was not in possession of his faculties at the time he did it. He was not insane, crazy, or depressed, or anything like that. He was just under some sort of control.
Me, Gray Barker. Some sort of control? Do you mean that he might have been hypnotized?
Yes, I can read you a portion of a letter that I received from William L. Moore. There can be no doubt that Jessup committed the act himself. The only question that remains is, did he do it of his own free will, or was he driven to do it by a carefully orchestrated conspiracy put together by outside forces who wished to silence him and thus leave their hands clean? The type of creatures who would perpetrate such an act would not hesitate to do a repeat performance if they thought someone was about to expose them.
That sounds rather sinister. Still, you don't believe Jessup died of his own free will? Wasn't there an autopsy made that showed that he died from carbon monoxide poisoning?
I'm afraid there was no official autopsy performed whatsoever on the body.
Isn't there a law in your state requiring an autopsy?
According to the Florida legislature, there are 15 circumstances under which a body must be autopsied. Jessup's fits 4 of those. 1, if by suicide. 2, if the victim was not attended by a practicing physician. 3, if it was in unusual circumstances. And 4, if the body is going to be cremated.